This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to the winter edition of the ILTA podcast, What Went Wrong? Often we hear that mistakes make our fate. During this podcast series, we will find out what should have happened, what actually happened, and then dive into the lessons learned. Knowing that hard work often breeds success, we want to know what went wrong and the moment that changed the course of a career, an idea, or a life. Today, ILTA welcomes Cindy McMean as she sits down with me, Beth Ann Stebe, and I'm the Director of Publications and Press. Cindy is the Litigation Support Manager at Hahnemann LLP, and she's an active ILTA volunteer with the Litigation Support Team. She's the new Publications Liaison to the PPC, and she recently attended ILTACon 2019 in Florida. So thank you for joining me, Cindy.
Thank you for having me, Beth Ann.
So when we were talking earlier, the topic of what went wrong resonated with you. Can you talk to me a little bit about that moment in your career that had that what went wrong moment?
Yes, things going wrong are often the challenge of learning, and that those lessons, you know, can stay with you forever. And so a lesson that I learned really involved a document review and litigation support, although this was a great life lesson, because, you know, we had a review all planned out and it was going to run perfectly fine. We would get done in time and meet all our goals. So I got a call from my service provider that the review center was down and he didn't know why. And so he was going to figure that out. And meanwhile, I just, you know, told my review team that there was a little bit of a delay until I heard back from him. So I heard back from him that the power was out, and this is a review center that was in a nuclear fallout shelter. So we were a little bit surprised that the power would go out, but there you have it. And we talked about the options and switching over to disaster recovery and, you know, this and that and the other. And, you know, between he and I, we were talking about how, you know, we could switch over, but then there's risk switching back. And if you've done the review and you have all your work product in the system, when you're switching it back, there was risk. And so there was a bunch of things to talk about. And really, we kind of decided that we wanted to wait. And so I didn't really convey to the case team the cause of why the review center was down. I simply gave them the effect of that and said simply that, you know, the review center is down. We have options, but they are not without risk. So we're going to wait. And if you can please begin your review, plan on being there at, you know, it was 9 a.m. Pacific time the following day, then we will be up and running in one shape or another. And to my amazement, they just accepted that.
That's amazing.
So yeah. And nobody ever asked. And that was really the lesson, was people don't really care about the cause so much as how it impacts them. And so the next morning we touched base and the power ended up going on like an hour before we needed to start the review. And we, you know, continued the review. And that was really, you know, my lesson in focusing on the effect, manage expectations about that, and stop describing the cause in such a way that it invites people and probably, you know, attorneys are problem solvers, and invites people's opinions and thoughts about what's, you know, what's the cause when they're often uninformed about technology. And so that really focused me on managing expectations. And so I'm going to admit, and I do admit this generally, but there's something called a NIMS interface, and it was a real thing. But oftentimes, if there's something complex going on and there's a delay or there's this or that or the other, I don't really tell my attorneys the actual problem. I say there's a problem with the NIMS interface and that we expect it to be resolved shortly. And they accept, you know, and they've always just accepted that because nobody really cares what a NIMS interface is. They just know there's something going on and the effect is they're delayed or it's more expensive, you know, it's not as we intended or, you know, whatever it is. But it really taught me a very valuable lesson that the focusing on the effect does also make it not personal because it's nobody's fault. And that is also a very important part of learning, is not to immediately take blame for everything, of just saying, hey, this is happening and this is what it's going to do for you. And it's, you know, kind of some smoke and mirrors, but, you know, they really, their perception of me is a problem solver because I fix whatever the problem is. I don't focus on blame or the cause of it. We just kind of move around that. And of course, yes, we do address all the causes and of everything, but to them, I deliver results and I deliver problem solving. And so that was kind of the lesson I learned and how I apply it in my life going forward.
I think that's incredible. The story has nuclear power and the world basically coming to an end and no one questioning that. There's a huge life lesson in that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it was local councils in California, my case teams in Michigan, they didn't care. All they cared about was doling out the work to the people to make sure they had work to do and starting the review the next day. And I was amazed. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, because of course, being a kind of a nerd, I was all about, it's not redundant to the grid and it's the optic line and all of these nerdy things. And yeah, they didn't care.
That I think brings us perfectly into the next sort of idea of the word failure. There's so many negative connotations behind it, but I don't know that there is one correct way to do something right or one correct way to do something wrong. Do you think there's business value in failure?
I wouldn't say failure because that's a total absence of success. I mean, I think that there's decision trees and they can go one way or another. And oftentimes we go a direction we didn't intend to go to get to success, a different route. Failure is something falling completely apart and stopping. So we rarely fail in life. I mean, I think people like to perceive because they want to blame themselves, that was a failure. No, it just didn't go as intended. But I think you learn a lot more when, you can plan and plot and scheme all you want for something to go right, but it's when it really goes in a whole totally different direction that you stop and you have to learn and figure something out. That's when you really learn.
I think absolutely accurate. I don't know that there's, the opportunity to continue to iterate, to continue to change. But how do you motivate those around you? I know from working with you that you are incredibly upbeat, you're conscientious, and you're process driven. But how do you continue to motivate those around you when something's gone wrong, minus, nuclear fallout?
Yeah. I don't focus on the cause because you can sit and, take something apart 100 different ways to figure out what went wrong. But you really focus everyone on what's going to happen next and moving forward, which is very intentional of let's keep it rolling, let's move forward, what's next, and just keep everyone moving so you don't stop and dwell and, get stuck in this endless loop of, this happened and it was bad. And it's like, We'll tear it apart later when we have time and after the project's a success and you can say, oh, well, this really bad thing happened, but we still delivered. So it's just a learning opportunity as opposed to a failure. So you wait until it is a learning opportunity to address it.
I think most people in those situations learn far more than if the project had just been flawless. Because what would have been the lesson learned? All right, we did this perfectly. There's no next step then.
Right. And so the next time you do a project that's similar and we'll just use this same path because it worked so well before. And you're eventually going to have challenges. And there's nothing wrong with a project going right. I've had them go right and done the same thing next time and had a challenge thrown in there. But you certainly do learn more about yourself, about other people, about what works best for different audiences, whether I'm working with, different partners in my firm or, just learning those personalities. But absolutely, yeah, you learn far, far more.
I know as a technologist, you've been with ILTA as a volunteer for years, you've been in the field for years. Do you feel like technology and the way process and, not maybe failure, but the project teams have changed dramatically?
Yeah, over time, I think that we're more technology focused now, where I'm more of a process based person. So my personal thing and focus and with Lit Support is that, discovery hasn't changed in 200 years. It's just the technology tools that we plug and play to make the same process happen are different, and those are always changing. And so I am, you know, I always say good process is good process, and you will never go wrong. But you just can't focus on the technology of, you know, the tools that you apply, because they're going to change tomorrow. And you can't, they're not really what your bread and butter is. Your bread and butter is, you know, the process that you follow, because that's, you know, always in my world defensible. It's always, you know, what you can document, and it's always what's going to see you through until the next technology tool comes along.
Is there any technology that you'd like to bring back? 8-tracks, laser discs, anything fun?
MS-DOS.
Oh my God, yes.
I still use it.
I remember playing
do with file, you know, I do file directories all the time and then bring them into Excel, and people think I'm magic.
Well, you are magic.
There's software you can do, but it doesn't work the same. I love DOS.
Well, you are magic, and I enjoy working with you. But what's next for you? Any fun things coming up at work or at home?
I got some projects. That's, you know, luckily, knock on wood, it's kind of slow at the law firm over the holidays, and so I'm waiting to gear up in January. And we're doing some upgrades, and we're looking at some new tools, and hopefully we'll move forward. I've been here a year, so I've kind of settled into trying to figure out what I don't know and see if I can kind of institute some change, maybe, but you know, that takes time, and it's a long game, so I'm happy with that.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for joining us. I am thrilled to work with you on behalf of the PPC, and thank you everyone for listening in.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Beth Ann.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.